Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
West Brom, how badly did you need that? How much has that improved the mood this week?
Yeah, it wasn't the point, it's the nature of the point. I keep saying it's you know, how we came back into the game and how we addressed everything at weekend, and then there was a reaction. All these little things are pointing towards a positive response, but obviously points on the board are what's going to count. You know, we can be as positive as anything, and I'm Mr. Positive. Everyone knows that, but it's got to be performances on the pitch now. So that point's a brilliant point, but we've got to back it up. We can't just keep doing this one-off games. You know, it's happened all season, really, apart from the first couple of months when there was a little bit of consistency. I think since about November, it really, really has been inconsistent with a flash in the pan here and there. And that's really been our season. So I don't want this to be a flash in the pan. And that's me working hard on the mental side this week, making sure that that's not a one-off performance, because we had one against Watford. And then it went off the rails again. And rhyme or reason or whatever people think, I've got my own opinions. And I keep picking the team that I think will deliver now, and that's important for me.
I guess if you look at the table and you look at the fixtures that are left, as we've just been doing before you came to us, you can drive yourself daft with permutations. But I mean, Reading sacking Paul Ince, will that be a factor? Could that give them a lift?
It could do. It could well give them a lift. You know, but again, you know, look at my first six games. I think only one win in that. So if they only get one win in their last five games, then, you know, we only need one win to stay above them. And you've got to think it's still in our hands. You know, we don't want to start worrying about other teams. It's a tough run-in for everybody. You could look at any team that you're playing and think, oh, well, they've got nothing to play for. They're free. They're going for the playoffs. They're going for the title. They want to stay in the top two, or they want to survive in the league. There's that for every single team. People will be looking at QPR thinking, right, they look like they're scrapping now. They finally found some way to scrap. We don't want to be playing them. That's what I'm hoping, you know. And if anyone watches that second half against West Brom, I'm sure they'll be thinking twice about QPR being an easy touch now.
From your time in football, does it generally make it better for you if you're playing a team who also have to get something out of the game, because they just can't sit there, can't sit back and relax mentally? They've got to come out with the same approach as you have.
Yeah, listen, we've played well against teams that have had something to play for this season. We really have, and you know, I don't think we've imposed what people think is the QPR game on people. You know, possession, great transition, fast flowing football. It just hasn't happened this year or last year, I might say. You know, I think when we've had less possession, we've won games, and we've got to have a look at that. But I think we've got to just have a look at each game as an individual. Obviously, teams with something to go for will come at us, and that's good for me. I like that. I've had that all my career. whether it's disrespect of the team I've been managing or whether it's teams with something to go for. I seem to have had it my whole career, and I like that. I like being that team that that people think they can come at, and hopefully, like I said, the teams will want to come at us, and because they've got something to get, they've got something to gain. They want to finish in the top six. We want to survive. We're going to fight like hell to survive, and that's important.
And to be safe on May the 8th, which just doing my research last night, is I think 2 days before your 50th birthday, isn't it?
It is, yep.
That could dictate the party, couldn't it?
It could do, yeah. It might feel like my 70th birthday. It's great, but it might feel like my 21st, hopefully, and that'll be a hell of a party, you know. I do know how to party away from football. Everyone knows that. So there'll be no questions. Listen, I know, eyes wide open when I came into this job. As I said in my post-match interview on Saturday, whatever happens, and let's not hide the fact that we could stay up, we could go down, we could do anything here. The lads will fight. I will scrap. Everything will be given from now till the 8th of May. And I'm hoping that the celebration will be a nice one.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Ian, over to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Morning, Ian. You all right?
Good, thanks, mate. Did everyone pull up all right from the West Brom game? I know Luke went off sort of late on, but it looked like cramp. Is he okay for?
Yeah, I don't think there's any injuries sustained in the game. So, yeah, I'm happy to hopefully be adding players to the squad rather than losing them. So, yeah, we've got some players who've been training, which is good, and Tyler Roberts could well be involved at some stage. So yeah, we're getting stronger now. Couple still injured from the international break. We'll have a look at them too. And even Jake has been out on the grass, so that's really good news as well. So yeah, really, really pleased.
In your head, are you sort of the second half at West Brom? Did it kind of crystallise a few things in your mind about what potentially your best side is, or are you still sort of very much sort of playing about, you know, seeing what works and what doesn't work?
I mean, we've got some really talented players who didn't start the game. So, I think best side for each game is important. But it was a good performance from the boys, yeah, without a doubt. And I told them afterwards I was really pleased with the performance they gave. And it's been about legs and recovery and like I say, anyone picking up knocks. I've not really managed to field the same team much since I've come in. I think I've done it once, and we had a bad result after that, 6-1 at Blackpool after fielding the same team at Watford. But again, we'll assess each game as an individual and see how it comes. But I don't think we picked up any injuries from Saturday, which is good.
The last home game against Preston was a pretty bleak affair. The atmosphere around the ground wasn't the nicest at the final whistle. Obviously, you weren't happy at all with what happened on the field. I mean, what did you learn from that game at Preston that you can rectify against a Coventry side that's in a similar position to where Preston are on the table?
Yeah, well, West Brom were a similar position as well. So, you know, we learned plenty against Preston. You know, I learned plenty about individual players, about about who can maybe, you know, adapt to my way of playing, my intensity, and who may need to adapt their game. You know, I thought for 55 minutes there wasn't much between the teams. I think it was a little bit of nervousness around the place, which I don't want. I want people to be super confident and say, doesn't matter what happens, we're going to give it a go. Don't be nervous, because when you're nervous about things, they usually happen. So we learned plenty about that game. You know, there's still some organizational stuff that we need to work on, that we're constantly working and tinkering with all the time, because you know, these boys are great footballers, but sometimes in the structure and the organisational side, defensively, they can get in the wrong positions or can end up ball watching. And but we've got to make sure that, you know, we carry on from West Brom. You know, we put Preston to bed on the Saturday with a mental meeting that we had. This side of the game that's huge for me. I don't think it's been addressed as well as it could have been here. I think we've got to really tap into that, because it's a massive part of the game. But again, set pieces were key at West Brom. We've got to make sure we're better at them. That's not good enough to concede from two set plays, even though one was handball and should have been pulled up by the referee. Makes it even harder to accept. But you know, as long as we get it back in these next five games, I'll take it.
you obviously had a chance to analyse the West Brom game. Looking back, Jimmy Dunn plays a right back. I think it's the first time he's played there in his QPR career. How do you think he did in that role?
Yeah, no, he did okay. You know, it's the first time he's played there in QPR role, but he's played there many times. He was on loan at Accrington Stanley. I remember him playing there. I think for Ireland as well. So it's not a role he's not accustomed to. I think centre-halves should be able to play right back, you know, as long as they've got the physical attributes. And I thought Jimmy did well there. Yeah, there's a couple of things we pick up on him, but keep them in-house. But no, he's always a threat from set pieces as well, which is good to have Jimmy in the team. And a great lad, you know, still learning his game, you know, really still young and missed out on a lot of first-team football because he was sort of held back a little bit at Man U and Burnley and not playing first-team games. So again, still developing, you know, in his early 20s, and we'll make sure that he's, if he does play there again, he'll be decent for us there.
His role as a right back, I mean, I guess he's not what you consider a natural kind of attacking, bombing forward right back. Is that something you don't want him to do, or is that kind of, is he in there to do a different sort of role to what, say, Ethan Laird has done in the past?
No, I think they're both super quick, you know, they both can get forward. So, yeah, Jimmy can definitely get forward and get crosses in. I think he had a couple of attempts to get crosses in on Monday, and they were blocked. But yeah, you can't have your right back sitting in all the time. It's it won't be good. The beauty is we had Albert in front of him. Who obviously it's difficult to overlap Albert because he's very direct. He gets at fullbacks and gets his crosses in. So that was it's all thought of. There's no like let's just get the bingo machine out and pick the numbers out. It's a real structure towards it. But Jimmy, we thought, could do the job, but I still want him to get forward and get his crosses in and back up play. Undoubtedly, you know, he's got the physical attributes to do that because he's quick.
Okay, I just looking at Coventry, I mean, Gyökeres is obviously my man, really good player, very quick. He's going to be a handful.
Sorry, who was that?
Gyökeres, the...
Yeah. No, he's very, very good centre-forward, yeah. You paid a lot of, you know, good money for him and Hamer in midfield. You know, they're paying him decent money. Mark Robbins is very astute, and Eddie Vivash, they're very, very good at what they've done. I think testament to when they came up through the leagues, you know, very similar to what we did in my last club, and had a lot of battles against Mark, and testament to their owners, you know, for sticking with him in some tough times. I think that he's able to build his philosophy, and I think it shows that getting your signings in is key, really key. You know, Gyökeres is a handful. I think he's one of the top scorers in the league, if not the top scorer, and he's going to have to be watched. You know, it's a great bit of business they did getting him in, and yeah, we're under no illusions that this will be a tough game. Where Coventry side is firmly established in the Championship now.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.